Hello?
Hello there, my name is Frank from Michigan Opinion Surveys. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a couple of questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a quick moment to please help me out?
Yeah, sure, Frank.
Oh, nice. Thank you so much. Okay, let's see here.
Wow, you weren't expecting me to say yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been going at it for like more than an hour, and you're the first one. So, but let's start. Okay,
my
first question. Okay, are you? okay, let me see. So that it says interior. Are you speaking to the name person? Yes. Okay. So now I know it's still a long a way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in November of 2024?
I will definitely, if I am alive, I will be voting.
Okay,
in
nice.
November 2024.
Okay.
In definitely. November of this year, but, you know.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So next question is, in the year 2020, in the presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Definitely Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to be sure we're, representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yeah, I am Caucasian.
Okay, sounds good. What is your age?
I am between 30 and 40.
Okay, that's good. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, a moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
That's the scale, liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive.
Yes,
moderate.
Progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative, and don't know, and or you refuse to answer.
That's so interesting. I guess I'd say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay, sounds good. Thank you for that. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well,
you got five options.
Yeah,
and then you always have the last option is don't know or you refuse to answer.
Yeah, I guess I'm somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Somewhat?
Yeah, was that a choice? Somewhat satisfied?
Very satisfied or satisfied?
Oh, I guess
just satisfied.
Was there one that was just kind of neutral?
No, there's very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, and very dissatisfied. No, there's no neutral. Yes.
Can you circle satisfied and dissatisfied?
That's a good one. I'll put you down for satisfied. Let me
satisfied
pick one.
Good, I guess.
Okay.
All right. I'm generally optimistic, so satisfied.
Okay, sounds good. Now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it is not important at all.
Are these ranked or they're just all individual?
The first one is fighting inflation and improving the economy. I guess different issues the nation has.
Right. 7.
A 7, okay. And the next one is protecting Social Security and Medicare.
I'm not getting into that. Two.
Okay. Next one, making housing more affordable.
Nine.
Next one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Nine.
All right. And the last one is reducing crime and gun violence.
I feel like those are two different things, so I will go with six.
Okay, I see. Yeah, those are going to be
two
different
things.
So,
climate change and control is
it's not there, yeah.
Not on the list at all.
At all? Not on this one here. No.
Oh, that sucks because that is a 12.
Yeah, that's. But I mean, not a lot of people think like that. You know, that's the sad part.
Yeah, but but it should be on the list. So just so that everybody can say, no, the future of humanity on this planet is not important to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, everybody should have to say that if that's what they believe, because that is the only thing that really matters right now. But
yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, sir. Next one, next year. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president?
Yeah, sure.
You approve? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat approve, or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so.
Okay.
If no opinion or don't know, record as 101. Okay, that's for me, I guess. Okay, so the first one, the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA?
Sixty-seven.
All right. Joe Biden.
72.5.
Okay, I can do that. And
you can round up to 73 if you need to.
All right. Cool. 73. The last one is Republicans in Congress.
Oh, maybe like a 4.8.
Okay.
I mean, they're not all bad, but most of them are worse than that. So.
Yes. All right. We're at a 40%. Okay. So now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? So the first one is banning different tobacco products for adults.
Banning them for adults?
Yes, banning different tobacco products for adults.
Yeah. One.
A 1, okay. Next one, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
9,
okay. Next one.
Yeah, marijuana should be legal federally instead of having people rely on opioids. Yeah.
Okay. Removing illegal vapor products from the market.
Removing illegal e-vapor products? Like knockoff stuff?
E-vapor. Yeah, I guess so. Illegal e-vapor products. from the market?
Yeah, I don't know. The three, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe four.
All right. And the last one, preventing underage tobacco use.
It's a scale of how important I think it is. Yeah.
From zero to ten.
Six.
Okay. All right. Next question. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support the or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults?
No,
21
fuck
and
that.
Over?
Totally stupid. That is a zero.
Okay. So oppose, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults under 21 and over?
No. Wait, do I oppose or am I in favor?
And do you support, strongly support or strongly oppose, right? Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless
oppose.
They contain, oppose, okay.
Yeah.
Oppose. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I don't think it brings any significant benefit.
Okay,
I don't think it harms the community. I just think it's like completely not important at all.
So you're between, it's either somewhat more benefit or somewhat more harm. Somewhat more benefit you want me to go for?
I don't think that question is worded correctly.
Yeah, I'm going to read it again.
Focus on neutral, I guess.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Should we tell you the other issue? When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on?
Okay.
So I guess I have two options here. The first one, it says, prohibition an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors.
No. Terrible.
Okay.
That's bad.
So then the other one, right? Okay. There you go.
I guess so. One choice is prohibition. The other one is the choice I'm choosing. Yeah.
Yes. Next one here. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Okay? So the first one is, your options are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not concerned. Okay. The first one is, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
Yeah, I guess that is something that would happen if we did an all-out ban, I guess.
So you're somewhat concerned or very concerned? Or not very concerned?
Not very concerned.
Okay. The next one says, laws
but it would probably happen.
Okay, yeah. The next one says, loss of tens of hundreds of good-paying jobs, including unauthorized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today?
This is assuming that there was some all whatever. Is there another line of questioning besides the tobacco products? Or is this survey just actually about the tobacco bans?
No, this is about tobacco and politics, yes.
I mean, like, that's what the entire survey is about, basically?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I don't actually care to continue with the rest of the survey, but you can use my responses thus far given.
Okay, sounds good, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, he said there was too many questions on tobacco. And so he's like, I don't care to continue on that anymore.
Can you
get one? Dude, I was in the middle. I was at 40%, and then
did he hang up?
No, he said no. He said to me that he had too many questions on just tobacco about tobacco, and I'm not interested. Acá atrás, ¿no? Y una cervecita. Solo.
Eso, Tony.
I'm not sure.
Because I mean, this. What do I do now? Since he bailed on like half of the survey. So then this ain't I close?
Yeah, just close it. Just close it.
Close it and
yeah,
then
and just dispose of it. Yeah.
Finish it.